This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Tuesday, 28th July 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather across Israel is clear, with plenty of sunshine in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. It's a warm day in Haifa and Eilut, perfect for heading outdoors. Warm evening temperatures are expected as well. Here are today's headlines. First, from the Jerusalem Post, Katz confirms the United States launched jets and bombers from Israel to attack Iran since the ceasefire. He stated, "We announced in the clearest terms that if Israel is fired upon, we will attack with all our might." Also, forward reports that Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu will meet U.S. President Donald Trump on Tuesday. Key topics include Iran, Gaza, and Saudi Arabia. Also this hour, JNS reports an Israeli airstrike has killed the Hamas internal security chief in central Gaza. Additional attacks over the weekend took out two other terrorist commanders. Separately, Walla reveals the security establishment has opened a new intelligence case. This follows the interception of a suspicious drone headed towards Israeli territory this morning. And finally, Israel Hayom Hebrew discusses the complex dynamics of the Gulf amid the war with Iran. Different countries have adopted varied strategies, ranging from dialogue to reliance on external alliances. Reaction has been swift on social media. Doron Kadosh, a journalist, noted that Defense Minister Israel Katz breached censorship rules today. He revealed at a Channel 14 conference that American aircraft launched from Israeli bases attacked Iran in recent weeks. This information was previously censored in Israel. Amit Segal, a political commentator, mentioned that Donald Trump and Benjamin Netanyahu will meet away from the cameras. He highlighted the rarity of such a move for Trump and discussed its implications in his latest publication. Al Arabiya English reported a protest in Tripoli, Libya, with more than 10-0 demonstrators dumping trash outside a Libyan oil company. They protested against the government over prolonged power outages, reflecting growing public discontent. Let's go deeper into these stories. Starting with Katz's confirmation about U.S. operations from Israeli bases, covered by the Jerusalem Post, this disclosure highlights the close military collaboration between Israel and the United States. It raises questions about regional security dynamics and Israel's direct involvement in U.S.-led actions against Iran. For civilians, this underscores the ongoing tension and potential for escalation. Turning to Netanyahu's upcoming meeting with Trump, reported by Forward, the focus will be on regional security threats and strengthening bilateral relations. Trump's decision to hold the meeting privately could signal sensitive discussions ahead. For Israel, this could mean shifts in U.S. foreign policy affecting the region. Meanwhile, JNS details the assassination of a key Hamas figure during an Israeli airstrike in central Gaza. This follows recent strikes that targeted other terrorist leaders. These actions reflect Israel's continued efforts to dismantle Hamas's command structure. The ongoing conflict poses significant humanitarian challenges for Gazan civilians. In a related development, Walla's report on the intercepted drone highlights increasing security concerns. The new intelligence case aims to identify who launched the drone and their intentions. This incident adds another layer of complexity to Israel's security landscape, emphasizing the need for constant vigilance. Lastly, the analysis by Israel Hayom Hebrew of Gulf states' varied responses to the Iranian conflict reveals geopolitical fragmentation. Each country's strategy reflects its own security priorities and alliances. For the region, this means an unpredictable and shifting balance of power. Turning to business and markets. First, Walla Business reports a surge in weddings after the war. The Central Bureau of Statistics shows a 10% increase in marriages in Israel for 2024 compared to the previous year. Separately, CTEC reveals that former Meta Networks founders have raised $30 million in a Series A funding round. Their startup, Hush Security, focuses on building identity infrastructure for AI in the workforce. And finally, Globes announces Microsoft's launch of an AI cybersecurity platform developed in Israel. The platform addresses the growing use of AI in large-scale cyber attacks, marking a significant advancement in cybersecurity. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Tuesday. Our next update is at 4 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.